Blackout by Robert Swindles. Read by Richard Mitchley. Chapter 1. If There's a War. The props were old and rotten. Mary Swain shivered, imagining the whole weight of Ling Hill pressing down on them. She was always nervous when they played in the mine, but she kept it from the others. If you're in a gang, you do what the gang does. If you don't, you're out. There was light ahead. The four children walked towards it up the shallow slope. Each step she took made Mary feel better. Caving sounds exciting when people talk about it, but it's not much fun when you're actually underground. I bet a war's like that as well, she thought. Thrilling to talk about, horrid if you're in it. It seemed war was coming. People talked about nothing else lately. This was the last weekend of the summer holidays. The gang ought to be dreading the start of school the day after tomorrow, but they weren't. There was a feeling in the air, a sense of something coming that would sweep away routine in favour of the unexpected. People wore solemn expressions discussing the probability of war, but underneath they were excited, you could tell. All I hope, said Tom as the gang emerged into sunlight, is that if there's a war, it lasts till I'm old enough. Rotten luck if it's over in a year or so. Tom was Mary's twin. They looked alike, but weren't. For one thing, Tom seemed quite happy in the old mine. Mary was fond of her brother, but she envied him that. She wished he wasn't so keen on this war everybody seemed so excited about. She looked at him. You're 12, she said. If it started today, it'd have to last at least 6 years for you to get into it, and it won't. Why shouldn't it? Tom demanded. There was a 100 years war once. We done it in history.